You are listening to the 8th installment of IEEE Talk Software Process, where experts interview experts. I'm Scott Roy Smith, your host here at the IEEE Computer Society Studios in gorgeous Southern California. If you have listened to previous episodes, you've heard me warn that this podcast is only for software professionals who need mission-critical, proven, and in-depth implementation of software quality, measurement, risk management, and Lean Six Sigma. If you are looking for casual listening, this is not it. The content of this podcast is reviewed by peers for accuracy, so you can count on results. Just add water and apply according to directions. So if you're ready, let's dig in. Today, our two experts are returning from previous episodes of this podcast series. John W. Walls has been on this podcast several times, and this time will be interviewed about assuring software quality. John, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Scott.
John will be interviewed by Susan Cathy Land, his co-author in the Practical Support Using IEEE Software Engineering Standards book series. Cathy is also 2009 IEEE Computer Society President-elect. Cathy, welcome to the call, and please take it away.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Hi, John. I would like to ask you some questions today. We're going to talk about software quality assurance, and I want to start with discussing the problem with software quality. Can you describe for us today basically some of the problems you see with software quality?
Well, the technical press has covered software quality in its daily headlines on new capabilities and features of popular software releases. A frequent problem is that many software products are being offered in beta condition and sometimes even in alpha, and thus this lowers users' expectations of high quality, ease of use, required functionality, and interoperability. The management of software development is failing to balance their schedule against costs, against quality in their product development. And another problem is very few new software releases provide faster execution or efficiency, so users are continuing to upgrade their hardware to cover the software performance deficiencies. Another trend is while their first product releases are full of new features, later versions seem to get bogged down as mainly bug fixes with very few valuable additions, and thus spreading the customer base over many versions. From another point of view, large customers of business-to-business software have been pressured suppliers into investing more in their testing rather than using best practices. On the cost side, companies' implementation teams are spending months, if not sometimes years, to connect the software packages together for enterprise-wide usage. These expensive implementations reveal the poor interoperability in the software requirements and design. Also, with increased complexity of business and society, this has required increased complexity in software, which is putting the consumers more in risk with its defects. These trends have resulted in commercial software bugs and deficiencies that are attracting criminal cyber attacks. At a deeper root is education. In general, the rigor in U.S. education is being assailed in many quarters as the technical jobs are going overseas. And software engineering jobs are growing in both India and China.
Well, thank you. I think you really covered some of the problems that we see today with software quality. Can you define software quality for us?
Well, software quality has a couple of different dimensions. ISO 9000, Quality Management Systems Vocabulary, defines quality as the degree to which a set of inherent characteristics fulfill requirements. And they further define characteristics as meaning distinguishing features, and they define requirements as the need or expectation that is stated, generally implied, or obligatory. The IEEE 12207 standard on software lifecycle processes define quality assurance as all the planned and systematic activities implemented within a quality system and demonstrated as needed to provide adequate confidence that a software product or an entity will fulfill the requirements for quality. ISO 9001 distinguishes between quality assurance and quality management by saying quality assurance is a part of quality management and it's focused on providing confidence that the quality requirements will be fulfilled. IEEE has another standard 9126 on software product evaluations, which defines six software quality attributes. Functionality, which is the requirements of what the software has, reliability, usability, efficiency, maintainability, and portability. And usually the customers focus on what the functionality are. They just assume the software is going to be reliable. They assume that the usability is there for learning how to use the software and having other people use it and not make mistakes, and the efficiency of it, that it really does provide productivity and it runs quickly on their machines. Maintainability is also expected because bugs are found and new features are requested, and the expectation for new releases is timely releases. And lastly, applications that run under one machine or one operating system are expected to be easily ported to another. Another dimension of quality is the risk aspect. Management has to manage all the risk in building a software product or service, and such that it is always fulfilling the requirements for not only quality, but security and, on occasion, safety or financial rules. And there are methods to assure good quality and to mitigate key project and customer risk.
Well, I had no idea that there were so many different definitions for software quality, but they're all complementary. So who should worry about assuring software quality?
Well, there are many stakeholders for software quality, as everyone should be concerned or at least aware of what are the software quality needs and approaches. And this includes the product management, its customers, and the product developers and testers. Management has an interest in increasing their top-line revenues by getting software and systems features out to their customers before the competition does. They also can increase their bottom-line profits by reducing rework and waste in the software development. And this is also the internal purpose for having quality assurance, to give confidence to management that the product will be developed. Now, customers of business-to-business software want assurances that their requirements will be implemented on a promised schedule so they can plan and deploy their services to better their competitors. And this is an external purpose for having quality assurance, to give confidence to the customer. And now consumers, they want to buy products with extensive software in them and have confidence of pleasurable usage. The developers and testers within the project will appreciate working in an encouraging culture that can provide open communications, fair assignments, fair recognitions and rewards for measured performance, professional growth, less rework, less management interference, less firefighting, and this results in a project with more certainty and less stress.
Well, thanks, John. You've described a lot about company and customer benefits, but what's in software quality for me?
Well, as I mentioned before, with management's cooperation, your team can create a culture of more certainty with less stress. With better quality assurance, you will be able to understand, along with your team members, what are the roles and accountable milestones and the goals for your project. You also should have opportunities for professional growth and success. And lastly, you'll perceive your growth in your skills, your process maturity, and your team's capability. Now, within some troubled business cultures, you can also isolate yourself from the culture of blame or fear by using software quality methods and results.
Okay, so what's in software quality for the project manager who runs out of scheduling resources?
Well, sometimes there's possibly too many resources being used on rework from both internal and external causes. And a careful analysis of the project's work breakdown structure and how the hours are actually charged could reveal some project-wide rework or waste opportunities. So involvement and investment in software quality improvement could make a project manager's life easier.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, what's the motivation for project members who say, which I've heard I've heard them say this, if I get my job done, then why do I have to worry about all this quality stuff?
Those project members do need a carrot for the workplace culture and professional advantages that I've mentioned earlier, such as having less rework. But the bottom line is you got to give to get. So if you want to get something better, you need to make an investment. Otherwise, the project member could continue to play the unappreciated and lone role of the record keeper, the project nagger, the archivologist, the auditor, or the disciplinarian. And even with their own individual best efforts, their team's project can still fail. And furthermore, research from Software Engineering Institute has shown improvement, development, and team methods can also improve professionalism and maturity.
Okay, so I'll play the software quality game with you. So what's the solution to software quality problems?
Well, the standard approach to any problem is the combined use of processes, talents, and tools. On the talent side, that's the staff, such as yourself. They should be trained in software engineering methods. On the tool side, that tools are designed to encourage a definable software lifecycle and software engineering processes and methods. On the process side, they are designed and later improved with the management of using the talent and the tools. Now, a large established company can manage process improvement with the resources within, and most other companies really need to be looking for industry's best practices so they can tailor and apply them to their own company. And a common management mistake is to only focus on the talent part of that triad, and that is to go out and hire a guru who can pretty much do his own work, but many times really can't share with or support the team. IEEE recommends that organizations and team learn from the various IEEE products and services. Specifically, for software engineering, the IEEE software engineering standards provide industry's best practices, principles, processes, activities, tasks, and goals. With proper infrastructure in place, the software quality can be improved with every project iteration using a team-based improvement approach, such as ISO 9001's Plan, Do, Check, Act, or Software Quality Institute's IDEAL model, that's initiating, diagnosing, establishing, acting, and learning, or within Lean Six Sigma techniques, such as the one from Gupta, the four Ps, prepare, perform, perfect, and progress.
So, John, does everyone do software quality, or is it done by a separate software quality group?
Basic software quality can be assigned to various roles. The executive role is to set up and execute the management system, such as ISO 9001. The process expert's role is to define the life cycle and its processes. Project leader's role is to select a specific life cycle and a specific set of processes. Project members like yourself are trained and follow the life cycle and its processes. The customer's or customer advocate's role is to provide feedback throughout the life cycle. And then the process experts can use your process performance measurements, the project feedback, the customer feedback, to define the next step in your process improvement. And then executives can make investments for process improvement. There will be dedicated supporting roles for the development team, and these may include the quality manager, the software quality assurance engineer or manager, the independent verification and validation team, the qualification team, the auditors, configuration managers or engineers, measurement managers and engineers. And in some organizations, there's actually an impartial software quality assurance group of specialists.
Okay, so if I wanted to start in my organization or in my team, where would I start with software quality?
Well, you start first with the education on your project plan, the software quality assurance plan, the software life cycle, your processes, your training requirements, and your tools. And next, you understand how your assigned project milestones are supported by your process and tools. And then comes what are your outputs or your artifacts that are required for your project milestones. And usually in the preparation of your work, you'll be asked to provide feedback to others on your evaluation or verification and validation activities. And then as you finish up your work, that will conform to the lifecycle processes to create your artifacts, which include corresponding records. And after that, you need to be open for feedback from the project leader and project experts. And after your project is finished, that's the best time to participate in the software quality improvements for the next project release or iteration.
Well, thanks. That gives me some good guidance. So what does the SQA group do?
Generally, they gather project records to understand the process capabilities and deficiencies in order to propose software quality plans to the management to improve the processes, tools, and the training of the talent to better meet the management and customer goals. The major quality assurance deliverable is a software quality plan, and that's either at the organizational level or the project level. This software quality assurance plan will fit into the software lifecycle and its defined processes. And at the project level, the focus is on specific process changes and their performance goals. And for some critical customers, the software quality plan results can provide confidence that the actions are being implemented to meet the project's and customers' goals.
Now, John, you've mentioned some standards as we've been discussing software quality. What are the specific standards for software quality assurance?
Well, the main software quality assurance deliverable is the software quality assurance plan. The IEEE 730 was the first IEEE software engineering standard written and is referenced in many requests for quotes today. The IEEE 12207 software lifecycle processes defines 18 software lifecycle processes within a larger framework of 25 system lifecycle processes. And the one key 12207 process is software quality assurance. So these two standards are popular because of their relevance to the software engineering body of knowledge, and this is due to the volunteer experts who spend hundreds of hours working with customers and competitors to succinctly define industry's best practices. These volunteers are supported by the IEEE Computer Society and IEEE Standards Association, which gives these volunteers confidence that their hard work will finish to meet the marketplace needs. The IEEE 12207 section on software quality assurance process describes the purpose, the outcomes, activities, and tasks for the process implementation, the product assurance, the process assurance, and the assurance of the whole quality system. IEEE 730 software quality assurance plans describes management, documentations, standards, reviews and audits, testing, problem reporting and corrective actions, tools, techniques, and methodologies, controls, record collection, maintenance and retention, training and risk management. Besides IEEE 730, there are other IEEE standards for just about every software lifecycle process, including the one you're working on. All the IEEE and ISO standards fit under the ISO 9001 quality management system umbrella. Now, there are many industry sectors that have high risks with software and have specified other standards with specific software quality requirements for their software supply chain. These standards include AS9006 for aerospace, TL9000 for telecommunications, and the IEC 62304 for medical devices.
Okay, so I've worked with companies that have ISO 9001 audits. Can you explain how IEEE 730 might help their companies pass this type of audit?
Well, there's been almost a million ISO 9001 certificates that have been issued in over 170 countries and economies, which proves its value. As ISO 9001 is generic for all companies and organizations, your organization, which develops software, has unique opportunities for poor quality and needs further guidance and requirements. ISO 9001 has been mapped to the software organization by IEEE International Standard 90003, which is titled ISO 9001 for Software. This IEEE standard also maps to each of the IEEE 12207 processes, which I explain also maps to IEEE 730 software quality assurance planning. Thus, your business planning needs quality planning, which needs more detailed software quality assurance planning, which is where IEEE 730 software quality assurance planning supports. The ISO 9001 auditors will welcome strong evidence of a working software quality assurance plan. Now, for companies using CMMI appraisals, the IEEE 730 also supports the CMMI product and process quality assurance process area.
Okay, so thanks for describing that, and that's really, really helpful. But speaking of audits, what type of SQA audit artifacts do I need to support my process?
Well, first, the most important one is your high-quality deliverables, as others will create records of any defects downstream. And on occasion, your project leader may assign you to design or test some tasks and other processes that interfaces with yours, and that would also be included. Now, your records should show that your process is working and that you're meeting the software quality assurance plan goals. In records of interest could be your peer review comments and actions you've taken, bugs or defects reports from downstream processes, your time records, the records of actual versus the plan goals, the number of revisions, and the size and complexity of your deliverables. Your tools such as configuration management, workflow management, should automatically create many of the records and automate the aggregation for the software quality assurance measures. Well, your judgment will be needed to make the correct technical classification on software quality assurance measurements of your process, its artifacts, and its defect types.
Well, thanks. You previously described where I might get some support from IEEE standards, but can you describe to me, John, where I might get some help to define and plan software quality for my process?
Your software quality assurance group and the process experts should provide group training on how your process fits into the software quality assurance plan, which is based on IEEE standards. They'll work with you on their proposed changes and measures for your process. And, of course, the project leader needs to allocate your extra time for these changes, so expect some downstream feedback on the impact of your investment in software quality assurance.
Okay, so standards are helpful, but they can be a little terse. And there are other sources to provide help in context with process definitions and measures. You've described those, but is there an additional source for help that I can turn to?
Yes, your software quality assurance group and process experts may give you direct training materials from IEEE Computer Society products, such as podcasts like this one, webcasts, tutorials, and books to provide implementation support. And if they do not provide that, they're available on the Computer Society products page.
All right. Well, thank you, John. All of this has been extremely helpful, and I have a much clearer picture of software quality and software quality assurance and where I can go for help on the subject.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, John W. Walls and Susan Kathy Land, for your advice on assuring software quality. You have mentioned some subjects that are covered in depth in a book that I'd like to point out to our listeners. It is listed in the show notes on the website, but I'll mention it here as well. It's called Practical Support for ISO 9001 Software Project Documentation Using IEEE Software Engineering Standards. It is available on computer.org and Wiley.com. I'd also like to point out a very useful ReadyNote guidebook. It is entitled IEEE Software Engineering Standards Support for ISO 9001, Getting Your Organization Started. Both Kathy and John wrote this one. These ready notes can be found at www.computer.org/readynotes. That wraps it up for this installment. Thank you for listening to the IEEE Talk Software Process. We would like to hear from you. Please email podcasts@computer.org to give us your comments and feedback. Or visit us at computer.org/podcasts. Until next time, this is Scott Roy Smith saying, may your advancement be manifest.